From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A lot of travelers are still going nowhere fast on the East Coast, but it's getting a little better. NPR's Jamie Terabay has more on the flight delays across the region.
Most flights at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport were taking off and landing as scheduled. In New York City, where many streets remain unplowed, more than 5,000 flights were cancelled at the three main airports, 1,000 on Tuesday alone. Planes were delayed on runways, leaving some passengers on board for hours before finally being allowed to disembark. U.S. airlines operating domestic flights are not allowed to keep passengers waiting on the tarmac for more than 3 hours, but that rule doesn't apply to international flights and airlines. In New York City, which received more than 20 inches of snow over the weekend, most subway lines were back in operation. Amtrak says it, too, is back on schedule for its New York to Boston and Washington, D.C. runs. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
Already waterlogged Southern California is being hit with more rain, and there's particular concern for the town of Highland that was hit by mudslides in last week's storm. Highland Mayor Penny Wilburn says the community pitched in to clean up before this storm hit.
We had about 750 community volunteers show up to shovel mud.
One person was killed when heavy winds and rain toppled a tree onto his tent in a Santa Rosa Area Wildlife Preserve north of San Francisco, and a search is underway for a snowboarder missing in the Sierra Nevada mountains. The Danish Security Service says it arrested 4 men in Denmark and a 5th in Sweden on suspicion of terrorism. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the men allegedly intended to storm a newspaper's offices and start shooting.
According to the Danish Security Services, the suspects they arrested had a machine gun and live ammunition. Officials say the men intended to attack journalists who worked for the Danish newspaper that published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad over 5 years ago. The newspaper has been a favorite target for would-be violent jihadists because publishing pictures or depictions of the Prophet Muhammad is considered to be against Islamic law. This is the 4th attempt against the newspaper this year. Danish officials say this plot was the most serious. 2 of the men arrested were Swedish nationals, another was Tunisian, and a 5th was an Iraqi seeking asylum in Denmark. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Will Medicare be there for all the baby boomers? Quite a few worry it won't. A new Associated Press GFK poll finds 43% of boomers don't believe the health insurance plan will last through their retirement. 20% think Medicare is secure. The rest have mixed feelings. The first of the baby boomers reaches 65 and qualifies for Medicare on Saturday. The Dow is up 9 points today. This is NPR. The Associated Press says a criminal probe is underway in Delaware into whether failed Republican Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell used campaign funds to pay personal expenses. A source said the case has not yet been brought before a grand jury. O'Donnell, who raised more than $7 million for the Senate race, has been dogged by questions about her finances. Time's running out to make tax-deductible charitable contributions this year. The British government is concerned people aren't giving enough. So Larry Miller reports officials are proposing that every electronic transaction triggers a request for a donation.
The British government says it wants to foster a culture of charitable giving, so people will be asked to donate every time they use an ATM or pay with a bank card. It also wants retailers to offer customers the opportunity to round up when charging. So if something costs $9.50, rounding up to 10 means charity gets the extra dime. And there's more. Anyone making a big donation will get a letter from a government minister, and lottery winners who donate part of their cash will be heralded on TV. It's not yet clear how people would select a specific charity. Britain has already ranked the 8th most charitable nation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Vikings quarterback Brett Favre isn't talking, so the NFL's fined him $50,000. The fine issued for his failure to cooperate with the investigation into whether Favre sent inappropriate messages and lewd photos to a former New York Jets game day hostess. Based on the evidence so far, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell could not conclude Favre violated the league's personal conduct policy. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.